A huge white fireball arced toward the Lornian forces, shattering in midair and spraying liquid flames among the mounted armsmen of the first square, the one farthest left of the two angels. Sweat ran down Neelan's forehead and into his eyes. His hair crinkled in the heat. Beside him, Arlen tweaked the shallower lines of order, and a line of flames, dark flames, rose from the fields before the advancing shining foot, turning white uniforms black, charring the flesh under the blackened shells that had marched proudly instants before. Somehow, someway, Neelan had to tap some kind of order chaos energy before everyone was killed, but he couldn't reach it. His shirt was soaked, and his eyes burned from salty sweat from trying to reach and channel elusive chaos. But if he couldn't tap that distant force, how could the white mages? He didn't feel them doing anything like that, and they were certainly using order and chaos.
If you can't reach the one you need, use the one you can reach.
He sent his perceptions down, straight down, to where rock met magma, to where a different sort of order and chaos met. There, he seized the deeper boundary, the edge between rock and magma.
Do you want to do this?
His jaw tightened. What choice did he have? He was too far from the forest and had too little time left.
There is always a choice.
Do what we must.
Neelan cleft order and chaos, struggling to hold layers and layers of order between him and the raw white energy, especially between Arlen and that energy. As they struggled, Arlen adding her order, her force, yet another fireball sprayed the meadow, this time less than 100 cubits before them. Neelan could feel his own hair crisping more, the heat of chaos fire washing over both him and Arlen, their skin near burning from the chaos fire.
Concentrate on your work.
Arlen's calmness soothed the questions in his soul as he wedged chaos and order farther apart, building a channel up from the depths, a channel to the backside of the Sayadoran forces, even as he tried to create an order wall before their own armsmen.
Not much good if you turn us into cinders.
Arlen coaxed and eased yet more of the black webs, the unseen black patterns, into that barrier. Two fireballs in quick succession splashed against the unseen barrier, with the gouts of chaos fire rebounding toward the advancing shining foot. A half score of white-coated foot flared like fatwood in a winter fire, and the line slowed, but only momentarily, before the shining foot surged forward once more, the second line of troops marching over the charred corpses of those who had led the charge.